This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the president capping off his first foreign tour of his second term today in Abu Dhabi after securing multi-billion dollar deals during visits to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Each time, Trump greeted with lavish welcomes from the Arab leaders of his three-nation tour. And this morning, he's beginning the day speaking at a round table with business leaders at Abu Dhabi's Royal Palace. This after he obtained a $1.4 trillion investment pledge from the UAE yesterday. The president also oversaw a $200 billion order from Qatar Airways for Boeing jets and a $600 billion investment from Saudi Arabia, which also reportedly included the largest ever arms deal of nearly $142 billion in weapons. And later this morning, Trump is also expected to visit the Abrahamic Family House, as you said, in Abu Dhabi. The multi-faith complex opened in 2020.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there for a minute. Largest ever arms deal. Massive arms deal for the Saudis. Why? Remember what Biden did. He announced he was going to isolate the Saudis, cut off the existing deal that we had with them for military equipment. Said he wanted to, you know, humiliate and isolate the crown prince. Never mind that the crown prince has veto power over the value of our dollar. The only reason our dollar has the value that it does and we can run the printing press the way that we do, and I'm a supporter of that, but we've got to run it now. We have no choice. We have to print the money to pay the interest on the debt. Trump is boxed. And Biden said, who cares? We'll print another $1 trillion and I'll go isolate that guy. Well, I'm mad he killed an al-Qaeda operative, Jamal Khashoggi. We love al-Qaeda. In fact, we'd later learn that under Biden, USAID sent $9 million to al-Qaeda in Syria. So Biden was so worried about the human rights of one al-Qaeda member who, thank God, is dead, along with many others, didn't like the killing of their al-Qaeda friends. And Biden said, to hell with the dollar. We'll isolate Saudi Arabia. And folks, you know what this is, this whole tour, okay? Do you remember, if you don't, look it up, after Biden cut off Saudi Arabia, they're the de facto head of OPEC, right? All that oil. They're the ones we cut the deal with years ago. We'll access your military, and you will sell oil for dollars that artificially inflates the value of the dollar. You may say, I don't like that. It's wrong. I don't like it. I wish we never did it. We should still be on the gold standard. But we did. And everything about your lifestyle that shines, that's special, is because of that relationship. The way the system is set up. We could change it over time. We should. But you can't change it overnight by deep sixing the guy who's got veto power of the dollar. And Biden said, to heck with that, we care more about the human rights of terrorists. And we're seeing that in the streets of America today. They care more about the human rights of terrorists. You see these Democrats, big, huge crowds protesting outside the courthouse where Judge Dugan was just indicted by a grand jury of her peers, comparing this judge's struggle to Harriet Tubman, a slave. And yet again, who were the Democrats advocating for? An illegal immigrant criminal man who beats women. It's not even St. Kilmer. That judge, that trial was for an illegal immigrant with gang ties who beat the tar out of a woman and her male friend put him in a hospital. She wanted to make sure he got to roam free. She helped him run so he would escape what? ICE and the trial. They don't care. So women out there, beat me. Are you MS-13? That's the left this week. That's where the energy, that's where the momentum, that's where the passion is. You're watching Democrat officials try to breach an ICE facility to, I guess, liberate, help out the dangerous criminals in there. You got Carville on TV, grandfather of the party, Democrat strategist, begging them, hey, just the party needs to praise the greatness of America sometimes. Well, they're too busy praising MS-13. Folks, if I could paint a picture of myself, it couldn't be clearer. I just, like, if I would choose how to describe to you who they are. And then, you've got the guy the left elevated. The guy they rested the Russia collusion hoax on his shoulders, FBI Director James Comey. All but calling for the assassination of Trump yesterday. He knows he did it. You know why? They can't stop him any other way. He's exposing them every single day. So much on the table today. Folks, did you hear what Tulsi Gabbard said, our Director of National Intelligence? Called for Comey to go to prison, where he spent years trying to send Trump. That's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look, what's happening right now, y'all? The left is being driven so insane by their repeated losses that they are homicidal. I'm serious. They don't know how to handle this. They are still living in the world of 10 years ago when there was no X, when the mainstream media could run a good hoax, could run a Russia collusion hoax, and everybody would believe it. They'd go to the polls as they did in 2020 with 50% saying, yeah, Trump is probably influenced by Russia. Russia probably influenced the election and he probably answers to them in some way. Totally fake. They cashed in the last of those chips on all the COVID lies they told and on the Russia collusion hoax. They don't have any cards left to play with. And even if they did, people just go on X to find out what's happening. They share it. They send it out. They can't stop it. Normally, they would black out this Middle East tour. Just black it out. We'd be screaming about it on talk radio. We'd be talking about it in our media. No one would know. Everybody knows. And they don't, the left doesn't know what to do. If they can't lie and censor, they don't know what to do. And folks, all of that censorship that they did that we learned about from Tulsi Gabbard last week, that when they went to break the law, when they went to violate your constitutional rights, they hid it behind classification. They were targeting you if you bought a Bible. They were targeting you, and they were watching your bank account to know this. They were targeting you if you had the wrong political views. They were debanking you. They were censoring you. They were taking your accounts. They knew it was wrong, and so they hid it behind classification. You know what all that is? Desperation. Well, if we can't lie to them and have them believe us, then we'll censor everyone telling the truth. That's our plan, to reinflate our media. Doesn't work anymore. And they're driven damn near to insanity. They have to compete in the marketplace of ideas now. They can't just black out when Trump does something good. They tried to tank the stock market, and they couldn't do it. And folks, I said at the time, 6 weeks ago, when you watched the market plunge thousands of points, and they told you what their game plan was. By the way, if you want to know what the deep state / globalist / Democrat messages, the actual talking points that go out every day, just go look on Drudge. It's what they want you to believe. And you want to gut check this country? You want to gut check yourself? You want to gut check where we are? Then ask, do people believe it? They do not. 52%, an all-time high in Rasmussen polling this week, told Rasmussen the country is headed in the right direction, on the right track, highest ever in 20 years. And that's after a multi-thousand dollar crash in the stock market. But let me tell you something, folks. 5 years ago, with the FBI lie, James Comey's FBI lie set all that up, with the FBI lie censoring and the media lying, they could have taken that stock market all the way down. Do you know what they intended to do? I know. They already had the talking points. I told you what it was. It was all over Drudge. Worst April since the Great Depression in terms of stock market losses. That was the plan. But 97% of the mom and pops, individual investors, according to Vanguard, didn't sell. They held. They see that. The left sees that, and they are driven damn near insane. They have never experienced this before. They have to compete in a marketplace of ideas. And you know what their automatic go-to is? If they know they got to do that, assassination. Kill him. Try again. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? And Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, who herself has been accused by Comey and John Brennan, head of the CIA, of being a Russian agent for telling the truth. She knows. She got their number. Speaking of numbers, 8647. Come on. You know what 86 is. We all do. Folks, if you've ever watched a crime drama, a mafia drama, anything, like, you know what 86 is. Take them 8 miles outside of town and put them 6 feet in the ground. That's what it is. I've known that since I was a kid. 86 them. It was a nice way to say kill them. Comey knows what it is. He put mafia bosses away. And Tulsi Gabbard knows exactly who needs to go away. This cannot be tolerated.
Any other person with the position of influence that he has and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Yes. And James Comey is driven insane because he was a key instrumental part of the plan to put Trump in prison. Here is Comey, less than a year ago on MSNBC with Jen Psaki. And they're laughing about how Trump's going to prison because he was facing 700 years. The FBI was behind a lot of it. He thought they had him dead to rights. And Psaki was concerned they couldn't actually put him in prison. Because how do you put him, you know, an ex-president in the general population? Listen to Comey then.
Do you agree with that? That it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No. They would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population, but it's obviously doable.
Tulsi Gabbard talking about the danger that Comey knows exactly what he's doing. 8647. Folks, we just had another assassination attempt. We had that teenager killed his parents. He was in contact with his handler in Ukraine. Weird. They'll keep teeing him up, teeing him up, teeing him up. Weak-minded people. Like crooks. There's always more of them out there. They have a knack for finding them, whoever's sending them. Tulsi Gabbard knows the danger. Here you go.
The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
She gets it. This is rage. They're losing control for the first time. They have to compete in the marketplace of ideas, just as they are showing us exactly who they are. And the American people are recoiling in an 80-20% issue by issue way. And they can't say they're driven insane. They've never been questioned before. They've always had total control my entire life of the narrative. And one more thing, Tulsi Gabbard gets the danger here. Because, folks, a majority of the left wants this man dead. And she beautifully reminded us of that fact, and it is a fact, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.